What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he can get with this or stay with that. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 48 years old and I've been dealing with a man that's stuck between me and his wife. When I met him, he told me that he felt stuck in a loveless marriage and he needed something new and fresh. He told me that I was everything, so I believed that he was going to leave his wife. His wife has caught us making love at their house and she didn't leave him. I've been driving her husband's car and she tried to pull me out of his car at a red light. She has called me nasty names in front of her kids, so the kids won't ever respect me. My man has done a lot of stuff to show her that he doesn't love her anymore, but she won't leave and he won't leave her. I finally gave him an ultimatum last week and told him that he can get with this or he can stay with that. He grabbed me by my neck and kissed me so hard I got dizzy. He said that was my answer. I realized days later that he never has answered my question. Yesterday, I asked him to come over for dinner so we could talk, but all he wanted to do was mess around, and then he said he had to go before his wife started calling him. That's how it was in the beginning with us. He would rush home so his wife wouldn't know what he was up to. I think he is telling me without saying it that he's staying with his wife. This morning I called his bitter, lying wife and she made me so mad. She lied and said they're sleeping together and he invited her and the kids to the family reunion in August. As soon as I talked to him, he said she's lying and he's not going anywhere but to divorce court with her. I need clarity in this situation. Is he with her or is he with me? Are you for real? Are you for real? Are you for real? 48-year-old lady. I can't believe, first of all, that you fell for the oldest line in the book. This is a variation of it. I'm stuck in a loveless marriage and I need something new and fresh. Don't you know every married man on the planet who steps out on their wives says that? And I don't even mean to be harsh here. You're not special to him. He's not going to leave his wife for you, as you can see. the kiss and all that, forget all that. That was never his intention. You said it yourself in the letter. These are your words. I think he's telling me without saying it that he's staying with his wife. Yes, he's staying with his wife. You should be clear by his actions. He is married. He's going to stay married and he's going to stay with his wife and you are the side piece. Please stop wasting your time with this married man. This is the best you're going to get right here, being the side piece. Steve?
Subject of this letter, he can get with this or stay with that. Mm-hmm. Well, he is getting with this and he is staying with that. So what? It ain't no ultimatum because he doing both. You're 48 years old. You say this man is stuck between me and his wife. He ain't stuck. He placed himself there. When I met him, he told me he felt stuck in a loveless marriage and he needed something new and fresh. So he met you. So he got himself between the new fresh thing, which was you, and his wife. He placed himself there. He ain't stuck between you and the wife. He told me I was his everything, so I believed he was gonna leave his wife. That ain't what he said. You're my everything. You're my everything, girl. Nowhere in that song does he say you my wife. All he told you was you his everything. And so I believed that he was gonna leave his wife. Where he say that at? His wife has caught us making love at their house and she didn't leave him. I've been driving her. She threw that line out like it was regular. His wife has caught us making love at their house and she didn't leave him. Mm-hmm. Lady, you lucky you alive to type this letter. Right. Caught you in their house. Oh, you that kind of stupid. Oh, I didn't know. See, that's that brand new stupid. Mm-hmm. Caught us making love in their house and she didn't leave him. I've been driving her husband's car. She tried to pull me out of his car at a red light. Wow. She done called me nasty names in front of their kids so the kids won't ever respect me. Why should they? You was in their mom and daddy house in bed with your daddy. Yeah, she calling you names. My man has done a lot of stuff to show her that he don't love her anymore. Like what? What'd he do? He brought you over to the house and slept with you and she walked in and caught y'all? But she won't leave and he won't leave her. Ta-da! What is the rest of this letter for? She won't leave and he won't leave her. Then she said, I gave him an ultimatum last week and told him he can get this or he can stay with that. He grabbed me by my neck and kissed me so hard I got dizzy and he said, that's your answer. Woo, girl. I was dizzy and he was kissing me hard and holding my neck and had his hand on my neck. I just felt like I was on ESPN. And I was just, he was holding my neck and everything. And I just said, ooh, God, that's crazy. The brother said, that's how I kiss. You ain't got no choice. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Where have I heard that before? But anyway.
All right. Anyway, hang on, Steve. Hang on.
When we come back, you're going crazy.
Well, in part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, he can get with this or stay with that. We'll get back into it right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he can get with this or stay with that.
Yeah, you know, listen, this letter right here, this 48-year-old woman, it's talking about she's stuck in a relationship between a married man and her. And they met, and he's not stuck. He placed himself there. She says he told me he was in a loveless marriage. Shirley pointed that out. All people use that line. And so you stepped in for him. And then he told you that you was his everything, and you believed that he was going to leave his wife. That don't mean what it is. Then you say wife caught y'all making love at their house and she didn't leave him. And I've been driving his husband's car and tried to pull me out the car. She tried to pull me out the car to realize. She threw them two lines out like that's regular. But last time you got caught over somebody's husband's house making love and somebody tried to pull you out of the car at a red light. Ain't none of that regular. Just sitting up in here just typing this stuff like, dude, like this the new norm. So what y'all tripping for? You ain't never been over no man's house and making love and his wife come in and catch y'all and then you were driving in the car. She tried to pull you out of that traffic light. What kind of life y'all got? It's called regular.
Yes, normal.
Anyway, she done called you nasty names in front of the kids and you think the kids will never respect you and they won't. My man had done a lot of stuff to show her that he don't love her no more, but she won't leave and he won't leave her. Then I finally gave him an ultimatum last night and last week told him that he can get with this or he can stay with that. And he grabbed me by my neck and kissed me real hard. I got dizzy. It's a lot of that going on, seem like, lately around the world. All this grabbing hard around the neck, dizzy and all.
Move
this
on.
But just a good thing you ain't recorded, though. That's a good thing you didn't record it, because you'll be able to keep your job.
Move on.
He said that was my answer. I was just...
Well, you I, did. I, Let's go. You did. Let's go.
I'm not with this. Anyway, I realized days later that he has never answered my question. Because he kissed me so hard I got dizzy. He said, that's my answer. Then I realized days later that he never answered my question. Then yesterday I asked him to come over for dinner so we could talk, but all he wanted to do was mess around. And then he said he had to go before his wife started calling him. Lady, you didn't see what happened? You called him over to talk. Y'all end up doing the do. And then he said he got to go before his wife started calling. That's how it was in the beginning with us. No, that's how it's always been. What you mean in the beginning? It's been like that in the beginning, in the middle, and now. He doing it. He's never spent the night over there. Ever. He would rush home so his wife wouldn't know what he was up to. Yeah, that's lady, do you that's called cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. This morning I called his bitter lying wife and she made me so mad. Wait a minute. What you mean you call her?
She's crazy.
I called this his bitter lying wife. Bitter? Lying. Keyword, wife. Keyword, wife. She made me so mad. She lied and said they're sleeping together and he invited her and the kids to his family reunion in August. Lady, listen to me. They are sleeping together.
Yes.
That's why he's still in that house. And listen to me. And said they're sleeping together. And he invited her and the kids to his family reunion. It's their family reunion.
Lady, what are you talking about? He invited her to they family reunion. They married. It's her family. That's them kids, aunts and uncles and granddaddies and cousins. That's all them kids. What do you mean? How stupid? She lied, said they sleeping together. He invited her and the kids like they just met Saturday at the playground. They married. That's their family reunion. As soon as I talked to him, he said she lied and he ain't going nowhere but divorce court with her. I need clarity in this situation. How much more clear?
What part?
If you would read what you typed, the clarity is there. He rushes home. You want to talk, all he want to do is do. When he get through, he rush home. You typed in your letter, she's not leaving him and he's not leaving her. Then you said, you asked him the ultimatum and then he kissed you real hard and grabbed you by your neck and kissed you so hard you got dizzy. That wasn't in the last report I saw. I ain't seen nothing about getting dizzy. Okay. All they said was they didn't want to be grabbed by the neck no more. And then the next thing I heard was, well, you ain't got no choice. And then I said,
What does that have to do with this letter?
Nothing.
Well, I'm just going over. It's like I combine my letters with current events and things.
so I can be relevant.
You know, I try to be relevant so people can understand what these letters really is.
You're running out of
time. And then he says she's lying and she's not going anywhere to divorce court. I need clarity in this situation. Is he with her or is he with me? Mm-hmm. He's with both of y'all. He is with both of y'all. That's where he at.
All right, Steve. We got to
tell with you and her.
Leave your comments on today's
If I was you, I'd get out because they're choking.
And Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.